Chapter 7. The Birth of St. Joseph's Rigu. Kieta, Bougainville, 1948. Marist Fathers at Kieta. A brief history up to the arrival of the Marist Brothers. In 1898, the French Marist Fathers returned to Ruasura in Solomon Islands to re-establish their mission there, after their departure 51 years earlier. In 1899, the German Marist Fathers opened a mission on Poperang Island in the Shortland Island group, just a few kilometres off the southern coast of Bougainville, which had been under German control since 1884. Soon afterwards, the German administration encouraged the Marist Fathers to open a mission in Bougainville. In 1900, the Marist Fathers purchased land at Kieta from the Pokpok Island people for the princely sum of 10 axes, 10 bush knives, 20 pieces of cloth, a box of beads, and a small boat. Soon after, the people of Rigu village on the mainland disputed the ownership of land. The Pokpoks had no right to sell it, they said. Eventually, amid many such difficulties, the Marists established a thriving mission at Kieta, from which other stations were soon founded. Buin in 1903, Koromira and Torokina in 1908, and Burunotui on Buka Island in 1910. In 1905, the Marist Missionary Sisters SMSM established a convent at Kieta. In 1910, Father Joseph Forestier, the priest in charge of the young church in Bougainville, moved the mission headquarters from the Shortland Islands to Kieta, where it remained until after the war, when Bishop Wade transferred his headquarters to Chiragay in North Bougainville. By 1924, there were 12 mission stations in Bougainville. The growth of the church there prompted the Roman authorities to select Father Thomas Wade to be consecrated as Bougainville's first bishop in 1930. There was a school at Kieta from early times when Sarai, the Pokpok Islander who sold the Kieta land to the Marists, requested a school for his people. The Kieta's people's desire for literacy and education, always strong, was further satisfied by the arrival of the Marist Brothers in 1948. Kieta and Rigu. Kieta Harbour is a beautiful place. The combination of islands, mountains, lagoon, streams, and a protected bay fringed by luxuriant tropical palms makes it one of the prettiest places on the coast of Bougainville. Kieta refers to the name of the district and the natural harbour formed by the nearby islands. After the development of the copper mine in the late 1960s, a small town which was established on the site of earlier German plantations was also called Kieta. Kieta town and nearby Happy Valley became expatriate settlements during the mining era. Rigu is the name of the immediate area where the school was located. The word is a colonial corruption of the Nasioi word dinku, which means hole. The local Nasioi people called the lagoon dinku, and this became the name of the small coastal hamlet situated on the edge of the lagoon, hidden behind mangrove forest. Later, the Marist Brothers used either name, Kieta or Rigu, when referring to the school. Torokina, the mission, arrival and departure of the brothers. The Marist Fathers arrived at Torokina in 1908. Soon afterwards, they established a school and set up a printing press to serve the needs of the mission. Later, the Marist Missionary Sisters opened a leprosarium nearby. War surplus concert huts, with their characteristic curved roof, replaced many of the original mission buildings destroyed by bombing during the war. Brother Borgia describes the brothers' arrival at Torokina in the Annals of the Marist Brothers School, Kieta. Quote, 17th of June, 1948. We anchored off Torokina Cape at 12:20 p.m. The government patrol officer came on board and met the ship's officers and the brothers. At 1:30 p.m., Fathers O'Sullivan and Moore came on board to meet us, and we went ashore with them, returning later with a small mission barge to land our cargo. We had our last meal on board ship and returned to shore after saying farewell to the captain and the officers. We transferred our cargo onto the mission truck and delivered it to the mission headquarters, where we met Fathers Cafio and Ponsele, with whom we dined. They were very pleased to see us, particularly Father Cafio, who had been conducting the school while awaiting our arrival. At 7:45 p.m., the priest showed us to our quarters, and after a short chat we were left to ourselves. We were not long seeking our beds, but it was a poor night's sleep in the new surroundings. End quote. 2 days later, the brothers encountered a minor bureaucratic hitch. In moving from the British-controlled South Solomons to the Australian-controlled North Solomons, they had overlooked the necessary immigration requirements and did not have entry permit papers. They were illegal immigrants. Sudden deportation was averted by the speedy intervention of Brother Andrew in Australia, who contacted the Australian government authorities. The brothers had arrived on Thursday, and by Monday they were in class. School proceeded smoothly with minor interruptions for wet weather. We were washed and blown out of the school by heavy rain. The boys went to the dormitory for warmth and to continue study. Already, however, there was talk that the Torokina School was to be relocated. The establishment at Torokina did not last long. It turned out that Bishop Wade had already decided that the school should be moved to Rigu in the Kieta district, on the opposite side of the island. The reason for this decision is not clear. It is known that in 1948, Mount Bagana, an active volcano 25 kilometres to the east, was discharging more than its usual amount of ash, which Brother Simeon, who was an asthmatic, found distressing. Some sources say that concerns about the health of the boys and the brothers as a result of the ash fallout were the reason for the relocation. This is unlikely, as it seems the bishop had decided to move the school prior to the brothers' arrival. Furthermore, in spite of the short-lived ash emissions in 1948, Torokina has never been considered an unhealthy location. The mission, under the leadership of Fathers O'Sullivan, Cafio and Moore, continued on the Torokina site after the relocation of the school. In less than 2 months after the arrival of the brothers, work had begun on dismantling the Torokina school and transporting buildings, including several Quonset huts, to the other side of the island with the assistance of a 40-ton barge. The long period of Marist Brothers' presence in the Kieta district of central Bougainville was about to begin. Marist Brothers' arrival at Kieta. At about 6:30 p.m., 11 August 1948, Brothers Borgia and Simeon, with 21 boys and a cargo of building parts and materials, arrived by the mission barge in Kieta Harbour. The following day, the brothers decided on the best location for the school and the barge was unloaded. 8 large tents were erected and became their temporary accommodation and storage space until better buildings were constructed. In fact, the boys and brothers used these tents for another 7 months before they were able to move into their newly built accommodation. The busy school site naturally aroused great interest among the local Kyoto people. It was not long before Simeon, the builder, had co-opted many of the local men to cut posts for the new buildings at the handsome rate of 3 shillings a day. Among the first helpers were a Kyoto man, Bainbai, and his wife, Kaki, from Dingu village on Rigu's picturesque lagoon. Bainbai later worked for the brother in the brother's house as a cook and was a dependable caretaker whenever the brothers were absent. Kaki's family were the traditional landowners of the Rigu school site, so Bainbai and Kaki took a lifetime interest in the welfare of the brothers and the school. A school arises. The early construction took several months. For the first 6 weeks, there were no formal classes, as Borgia ferried goods from Torokina in the barge, while Simeon directed building operations. Simeon, the son of a tradesman in the Hunter Valley of New South Wales, Australia, had learned many skills from his father. He was creative and practical, designing and constructing buildings which were functional, suitable to the climate, and aesthetically pleasing. It was a remarkable achievement in Bougainville in the late 1940s, where little was available apart from local materials and war surpluses. At that time, and for decades after, visitors were impressed by the standard of the facilities that Simeon built, assisted by Borgia, the students, and other local helpers. These were exciting times, when the pioneering spirit was alive and well. The fact that the boys had no lessons, but were fully engaged in clearing land, collecting posts, erecting buildings, and developing gardens, no doubt contributed to this atmosphere of adventure. Nonetheless, the physical conditions were trying for all. No beds, no permanent cooking facilities, no washing facilities or toilets, not even a house. The Kyoto mission never had an adequate supply of running water, even though it had been established at the turn of the century. Now, with a larger population of school students, that problem had to be addressed. It was Bainbai who came to the rescue by advising on the location of a suitable water supply. Brother Godfrey Boschel, who was at Rigu from 1952 to 1957, explains, quote, "When Borgia looked for a fresh water supply at Rigu, he went up the hillside behind our school to Bainbai's village. Bainbai showed Borgia a strong, flowing natural spring. Borgia got his permission to put in several 44-gallon drums, fill them with rocks, then river pebbles, then sand, to set up a filter system. Then, with wartime piping, he constructed a pipeline down the hillside, across the bottom of the lagoon and onto our property. It was a great boon to us and to the mission. Bainbai made sure that rubbish and rubble did not clog up the system. At a later date, I joined up this supply to a solar system which I made, and thus we had hot water for showers and washing." End of quote. On 15 October 1948, just 2 months after arrival, Borgia and his boys completed the pipeline, and for the first time in 46 years, there was running water in the mission buildings. For many years, Bainbai continued his service of maintaining the water intake and keeping it clear of debris. Later, in 1971, when the school had grown considerably and the water needs were greater, it was Bainbai again who assisted in gaining access to reliable water. Brother Modfit Hickey, who was at Rigu from 1966 to 1972, writes, quote, "In 1971, we needed more water for Rigu. It was Bainbai who talked to those who shared ownership of the stream and the waterfall on the other side of the lagoon and brought them together to ratify the agreement. To help Bainbai and Kaki, we included in the plans a pipeline to their house and a tank." End of quote. Partly due to the influence of Bainbai and other sympathetic locals, the school was relatively untroubled by land disputes during its existence at Rigu from 1948 to 1992. However, when it comes to land, Bougainvillians have a long memory. Traditional ownership of the former site of the school, overgrown by jungle, was still in dispute after the Bougainville crisis. This was one of the reasons for the relocation of the school in 1999 to another more favourable site at Mibiri. By the end of October 1948, some houses had begun to take shape. Simeon, however, became quite ill with asthma, and several times during the final months of 1948, he had to be evacuated to the medical aid post at nearby Tunuru for treatment and recuperation. He was out of action for 1 to 2 weeks each time. Meanwhile, Borgia keeps all the wheels turning and the schools going. The brothers and their students celebrated the first Christmas at Rigu with plenty of religious activities, including 3 masses, evening prayers, benediction and rosary. The Christmas meal comprised turtle and garden food cooked in a mumu hot stones. The last week of 1948 was a holiday week, during which the students and brothers enjoyed a program of sports, swimming competitions, bush outings and picnics. Willingly accepting the deprivations of their isolated life and faithful to their founder's spirit of hard work, the two brothers laid the foundations of a flourishing school at Rigu in 1948. Meanwhile, at Tenaru in Solomon Islands, the Marist brothers' missionary endeavour was being consolidated in similar fashion.